This is a time where we'd like to hear from President Clinton and Vice President Gore. Over to you.
Well, thank you, John, and I want to thank John Warnock, and I understand that maybe Steve Jobs and Yvette Del Prado are going to talk a little in a moment, but for all of you who are there and for the rest of the 75 executives who are not there, let me say on behalf of Al and me and our administration, we are very, very grateful to you for this endorsement, for the 28,000 American jobs you've created in the last 4 years, and for keeping America moving toward the future. I want to thank Mayor Hammer and Larry Stone and Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren and others who have been working with you and supporting me all along. And mostly, I guess I want to say I appreciate the reasons you gave for your support. From the time I first came to Silicon Valley, I have been trying to build a consensus in America for a better future. And it's required us to make some changes and to break out of a lot of the political molds that had frozen ideas and people into positions that didn't make much sense when we moved toward the 21st century. And we have worked hard to create more jobs and better jobs through reducing the deficit, expanding trade, and investing in people. It is important to do more on research and development and technology partnerships and education. I do want to say that today I just signed a bill that is known best for raising the minimum wage for 10 million Americans. But it also contains some very impressive changes in the expensing provisions for small businesses and retirement provisions to make it easier for really brand new small companies to take out and keep retirement for themselves, for the owners and the employees. And it extended the research and development tax credit. I'm sorry that Congress didn't make it permanent, and we'll keep working on that. But I think it's clear to everyone that we can't cut back on research, we can't cut back on technology, and we're going to have to do more in education. And finally, let me just say I'm grateful for the help that so many of you have given to help us bring the benefits of technology into education, into the classrooms and the libraries of this country, for the work that many of you did on the telecom bill and on our efforts to connect our schools to the Internet. And with that, I'd like to ask my partner and oftentimes my teacher on technology issues, the Vice President, to talk. He's worked very hard with many of you on a lot of these issues, and I'd like to give him a chance to say a few words. But I want to thank you so much for this endorsement, because to me it says that our administration is the administration that's looking to the future, not the past, fighting for the future, not going for the short term, the easy answers that may get a lot of votes today but won't build a better future tomorrow. And that really means a lot, and I thank you. Mr. Vice President?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President, for the chance to join in this event, and for your kind words as well. And to everyone gathered together in California on this exciting day, I want to add my words of thanks to those already expressed by the President, to the high technology industry leaders gathered there and the elected officials. The President has acknowledged you and many of you individually, and I will not repeat that. So let me just say that as a group, you all represent the many leaders in California and around the United States who have worked with us to rebuild our economy, to change our government, and to prepare our nation to succeed in the information age. The resurgence of California's economy and our nation's economy over these last 4 years, led by our high-tech industries, is a tremendous success story. A success for the new companies and new industries being built, a success for U.S. leadership in world markets, and most of all, a success for the millions of American working men and women who now have new jobs and new opportunity. We've been able to make real change. And when I thank you for that, I really mean thanks to you as individuals as well, because so many of you have been a source of wonderful advice and guidance. With your help, we passed and the President signed the first comprehensive telecommunications reform legislation in more than 60 years, freeing up California's high-tech industries and America's high-tech industries to lead the whole world in providing new information technologies to consumers all over the world, to build the global information infrastructure, to complete our own information superhighway, to create all those millions of new jobs, and create a lot of new wealth for America's entrepreneurs. Working together also, we've been able to preserve critical long-term investments in education, research, and new technologies when a short-sighted Congress tried to cut them out. And the President, of course, held firm and said, no, you cannot do this. And I appreciated also the reference earlier to the unstated cuts proposed in the other plan, because all of you know that research and development turns out to be the first thing to go when you are faced with a big black hole of the kind that they're proposing. We've tried a different approach, and under President Clinton's leadership, we've been reinventing government, downsizing the government dramatically by more than 250,000 people. The deficit's gone down 4 years in a row for the first time since before the Civil War in a president's term, and that's helped to keep interest rates coming down. We've been cutting red tape with common sense regulatory reforms that are making it easier for the biotechnology and pharmaceutical industries, for example, to develop life-saving drugs, reforms that are opening the door for California's environmental technology industry to lead the entire world in deploying a new generation of technologies to clean up and protect the environment at lower cost. And, of course, working closely together, we're transforming our schools with electronic barn raisings, as the President refers to them, like California's Net Day, which led the nation. We're going to connect every classroom and library in the country to the information superhighway, and we're going to do it by the year 2000. We're going to increase the number of computers in our schools and train our teachers as well as students to use these new technologies. So these are the kinds of things we set out to do with you all 4 years ago, and your support today shows that we're succeeding. So thank you very much for coming together and creating this exciting event.
Bye.
Thank you, Yvette.
So let's summarize. 75 high-tech executives are saying on four counts, whether it's the economy, reducing the deficit, shrinking the size of government, creating jobs, or on opening world markets, or investing in research or education, this administration gets it. And so it's really unprecedented for 75 leaders to come together and to endorse them. You get it, and we're glad we've got you and are looking forward to you for another 4 years.
Well, John, I can't thank you enough, all of you, for this call and those who are not there. I thank those of you who crossed party lines for making a leap, not only for your companies and your employees, but for our country. And I can only ask that you would continue to make your voice heard on the issues that you discussed with me. It's very important that Americans understand how much we benefit from trade, and that on balance we are big net winners when we increase trade, that we get more high-paying jobs out of it. It's very important that Americans not be lured from what so far has been a very impressive national resolve to keep reducing the deficit and balance the budget. People need to understand that if you have to borrow money to get a tax cut today, that just means higher interest rates immediately. And that means fewer jobs, fewer new companies, and higher home mortgage payments and credit card payments. And people will lose the benefit of it, and more importantly, lose the benefit of the brighter future that we're building. And I hope you can get that across. And finally, your statements about education and research and technology, and I might add to that the importance of investment in environmental cleanup, which is basically in preservation and enhancement, all of which involve high technology. This is very important. We need this election to be a referendum on the future. People need to vote for the future. They need to vote for their family's future, their children's future, their nation's future. And you can help shape that. I don't think you have, maybe you don't even have any idea the kind of appeal that your voice has to Americans all over this country who see you as our leaders in the march to the future. And if we can make this an election, a referendum on the future, I have no doubt of how it will come out. And The most important thing is the American people will be better off. You've taken a big step toward that today. And I know the Vice President and I are both very, very grateful to you and also to those who are not there, to all 75 of you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President.
Thanks. Have a good day. You have more of it left than we do.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Mayor Susan Hammer now offered to moderate questions from the media. I believe that's the California media and possibly media online.